Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to you for a while. Well, I've been up, I've been down, I've been level to the ground. All of my days haven't all been sunshine, causing every life surely some rain must fall. Oh, you've been good. They used to borrow things from us too. We used to buy ice by the whole block, 'cause the old refrigerator wouldn't even freeze. But tornado came to Canton and tore our little old house down. Look at us crawling out from under all the debris, stepping over dead bodies, me thinking that could have been me. Lord, you've been so good.
you know that this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm telling you, saints of God, if you don't have nothing to rejoice for, my God Almighty, you keep walking with God and you keep seeking His face, you will have something to rejoice and be glad in it. And I just thank God for what He is doing. I'm always thankful for what He is doing, but I'm telling you right now, I feel an overflow, and I don't know about you, but if anybody have a yes this morning and keeping that yes in your spirit, I'm telling you right now, I give joy when I think about what He is doing, and not only for me, but for the saints of God that's really seeking Him. Pastor, why you give joy for the saints of God that's seeking God? Because we're living in a day and time to where a lot of things and a lot of people of God are very damaged about how the movement of churches represent, how different things, how people have been manipulated, my God, for finances and all different things that is not representations of God. But when a person seeks God and they begin to receive the blessings of God just from seeking Him, walking in covenant within Him, just having a strong relationship with Him, I give joy. Why? Because now, my God Almighty, God is bringing, my God, some anesthetic or some tumor to this cancer that the devil has been riding on. The only way we can give some, my God, to clean up this cancer and this manipulation, if saints of God, if you, each and every one of you that is listening this morning, my God, you begin to see the blessings of the Lord fall in your life by seeking Him, by giving yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, calling on the name of Jesus, living a life that is pleasing between you and the Lord. Amen. And you begin to see the blessings, and you begin to see the supernatural begin to reveal, my God, to manifest in your life. I give joy all day, my God Almighty, for you can see the true blessings of God. Saints of God, once again, I thank God for all my listeners and partners of ADM, my God, all over the world that is tuning in, my God, tuning in by thousands, matter of fact. And I just give you guys the things, and I just take my hats off to you. But I'm telling you right now, I'm geared up, I'm fired up, my God Almighty, I'm ready to soar into the spirit of the living God. Are you ready? Are you ready? You might as well get ready, baby. I'm telling you right now, this is the place where you want to be. It's just like, hey, listen, I want to share this with you, then we're going to bring on the powerful intercessor, Mother Price. It's just like this here. Many of you said, Pastor, I'm seeking God. Watch this. You said, I'm seeking God. I'm giving God my time. I'm seeking God. I'm trying to do things just right now. Listen, it's no different than a destination. What is your destination? Say, for instance, you right here in the state of Georgia. You hear me? You right here in the state of Georgia, but you got a destination where you want to go, my God, to my family over there in Alabama, or to my family over there in Florida, or to my family over there in Tennessee. You have a destination. So at the end of the day, you have a start point and you have an ending point. Ending point is when you get to your destination. A lot of us, my God, if we don't know where we're going or too much familiar with the area, we'll put in the GPS. Sometimes we'll put in the GPS just give us how long and how far we got to go. Just keep us updated. Amen. And once we get into that GPS, we have a start point. And start point might be 250 miles or 100 miles or 30 miles, my God, to the end of the destination. And we begin to travel. Notice something. You had to leave your house first if you want to get to that destination. You have to leave your place, my God Almighty, or residence to get to that destination. And notice you had to travel. You had to travel. So you did not get that destination right away. You probably got to your destination within 1 hour, within 2 hours, within 3 hours, within 5, 6, or 7 hours. Regardless of how long it took you to get to that destination, you did not stop. Every now and then you pulled over to get to the filling station, my God, to fill up in your gas tank. Some of us, every now and then we go into the rest area just to get a little eye rest. Amen. But guess what? You did not turn around. You kept going to your destination. And now once you reach your destination, now you can enjoy, my God, your vacation or joy families or friends or handle the business where you need to handle. But have to travel before you get to it. And once you got to it, now you can do the benefits thereof. Well, saints of God, that is the same way into the Spirit of God. Some of you need to set your destination that I'm going to get to my table that is spread. And once you set that destination, you got to understand that you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to keep moving. Every now and then, you're going to have to pull over to the gas station and just fill up on some gas. I feel the shout in my shout, nah, nah, nah. You every now and then, you're going to have to pull over and get some gas in your filling station. Some of us, it depends how far the destination might be. We might got to go into the rest area. As Psalms 23 say, I will make you lay down in green pasture. Some of us probably have to lay down for a minute or two in some green pasture, but that doesn't mean you need to get up, turn around, and go back. You have to keep going. Keep going to your destination. Keep going to your place, my God Almighty, where is more than enough. Saints of God, I thank God for our international brothers all over the world that were just breakfast nuggets, my God, a continental breakfast just quick. And I just give God the glory for what he is doing. You cannot turn around. You don't need turn around. Amen. If you try to turn around, the GPS in the spirit would tell you, you need to make a U-turn at first exit. You need to get off. And some of you need to make a U-turn right now. Turn back around and keep going to your destination. Keep seeking him, praying him. I know you're tired, my God. You got to understand, pastor's radical. Yeah, I'm radical, but I get tired as well. Like right now, I'm in a chair and just go. We steady going. We steady going. Because at the end of the day, it's pushing. It's moving all over the world. Yes, I'm talking to you, Norway. I'm talking to you, France. I'm talking to you, United Kingdom. It takes pushing as well, even though the international continent probably have a different native tongue, but my God, nevertheless, my God Almighty, we still serve the same God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of you need to just go ahead and give God the praise right there. Mother, God bless you. We're going to bring in a woman of God because I feel the Holy Ghost. Right after that, Brother Joe, I need you to get ready. You don't have to wait on Pastor to introduce you. You can jump right on in. Amen. God bless you. The price.
God bless you too, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come and give you honor, who's the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and the ADM members in the front line. And I would like to give a shout-out to Prophecy Jacket. Prophecy Jacket, we're still holding you up, so it is well, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we come to your omelets. We know how God giving you thanks, God. Giving you thanks for how good you have been to us, God. Giving you thanks, God, because you kept us all last night until this point of time. Name of Jesus, God, we thank you for healing, God. We thank you for delivering in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out to you once more, God. We ask that you to keep us strong, God. That you keep us focused with our eyes stayed on you, God. With our ears open, tune in to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, for guiding our footsteps, God. Yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we lift the hills, which come in our help, realizing all our help coming from the Lord, which that God give us thee. There's no other help that we know, God. We thank you, Lord, for continuing to let us push like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for breathing into our lungs, God, giving us another opportunity, God, for life, another opportunity to get right with you in the name of Jesus, God. So we cry out to you, Lord, have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy on people everywhere, over the whole world, God. They need you just like we need you, God. Somebody needs you this morning, God. Setting aside their bed, hallelujah, this morning. Just focus on things that they need, what they got to do, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we ask you, God, touch our mind, God, this morning, God. Put our mind at peace, God. But you told us in your word, if we kept our mind stayed on you, you'll give us perfect peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you let us know if we trust in you, God, we don't have anything to worry about, God. Because you'll make a way out of the ocean, no way. in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we thank you for making ways out of no ways, God. Oh, God, we thank you for putting food up on our table. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, somebody this morning, child didn't even come in. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift these children up, whoever they may be, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we speak faith over them in the name of Jesus. We speak obedience unto them in the name of Ikotoboshe, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for how you continue to turn the fire up, God. We pray, God. We thank you, God, even when we seem like we don't even have nothing else to give, God, nothing else to push, God. But yet instead, you tell us to continue to push on. It's more that you want to give us, God. In the name of Moshe, in the name of Jesus, God, it's so much more we'll never know what you have for us, God. But if we continue to push, God, and run this race, Moshe, God, we know everything's going to be all right, God. Continue to teach us to be obedient, and to you, God, and to our leaders, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to be honest with ourselves as we're honest with others in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to be honest, God. When we say we're going to do something, let our word be our bond in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need you, God, in every expectation and everything in our life, God. Continue to watch us, God. To purge us, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, creating us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, continue to let us lean on you, God. Lean on you like never before, God. Because we need you, God. We need to only just lean on you, God. Like never before, God. Not on our so-called friends, God. Not on others, God. But let us lean on you, God. Teach us, God. Teach us just like a child. That you have us by your hand, God. That you'll let us know what to say. What not to say. Hey. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, so we just cry out for you, God. We need your teaching, God. Well, God, when you chastise us, God, and let us know that you love us, God. When we get out of order, go to the most, God. Oh, chastise us the most, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every minister that it is once more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you strengthen them in every area, God. Oh, we pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect them. Give them traveling mercy as they up and down the highways and byways, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this day, God. Let them stay up on a wall, God. Never let them come down. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, continue to cry out to them, God. Everything they push out, God. We pray, God, that you push back on them. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every husband that it is this morning, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for making husbands just like you, God. We pray, God, for praying husbands, God, that would begin to pray like never before, God. Begin to walk through their house, God, calling on your name, on the name of Jesus, on the name of Jesus, God. We realize this power's in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that watches us, God. Washes us as clean as snow, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, even being a mind regulator for some of us, God. We realize some of us could have lost our mind. Oh, God, but we thank you for your grace, God. Oh, your grace, God. Thank you for having your hands over our mind, for keeping our minds in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, we have to be tried by the fire. And as we be tried by the fire, God, let us continue to walk on through. Walk on through the Moshe, God. Hey, the victory behind the Moshe, God. Knowing the victory is ours in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let no Moshe stop us, God. Let us stay focused, God. Let us run this race with patience. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your love, God. that you have poured in us, God, that we can love one another, that we can love a stranger in spite of our, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you that for souls are drawing in, God. We thank you for souls are being saved, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. Break every chain, God, every mind, God, that will have a mind like Jesus this morning, God. We ask you, God, of the most, God, break, he kind of a mind in the name of Jesus. Give him a mind of Christ. Give him a mind of Christ this morning, God. Let him think like you do, God. Let him begin to read your word and kind of a little, because every word is true, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray this morning. We pray that you break every habit, God, down to crack, nicotine, alcohol, God, the mouth of filth and the cursing, God. We pray, God, that you break it in the name of Jesus, God. Break the mind spirit in the name of Jesus, God. Everything out of the motion is not like you, God. Begin to break it out of motion. See the blood of Jesus over this morning, God. We give you the glory, God, in the name of Jesus, out of the motion. We ask that you continue to have your way like never before, God. Continue to let us cry out yes to you, God. Yes to you, we are, God. Yes to you, way, God. Yes the way we walk. Yes the way we talk. Out of the bullshit. In the name of Jesus, God. Even the way that we think. In the name of Jesus, God. We cry out to you this morning, God. Lift up our kids to you, God. Continue to draw them near to you. Continue to save, deliver, and set free. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. Out of the bullshit. And even at a young age, God. And use them for your glory, God. For your evangelism, God. Teach us, God, out of the bullshit. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we cry out to you, God, this day, God. We ask all of these things in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Have your way, the little bullshit, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Go ahead, brother. Yeah, little bullshit. Have your way.
Good morning, Pastor. I'd like to first of all thank God for the blessings that he's bestowed upon us. And I also like to do a morning prayer to for guidance for us that are still lost and for us that are trying very hard to walk the right way. Today's prayer would be for guidance. Goes, Heavenly Father, I do not know what this day will bring, but I do know I will be blessed to have you with me. You light my path and guide my every step. I pray you also will bless me and my fellow friends of ADM Ministry with the divine guidance as we pray together this August morning. Grant us the blessings of wisdom as we go through our daily routine. That just lets you know, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that we do nothing for ourselves. God does it all. From the time we lay down at night, God is with us until the time we wake up in the morning. He's with us our every footstep. From morning, noon, and night, he's with us. He guides us. He lets us make the decisions that we know that he will be pleased with. We can't do anything without God because he's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He strengthens us. So, with that, I'd like to say, blessed everyone, and amen. Thank you very much.
Amen. God bless Brother Joe Saints of God. I'm telling you right now, are you being shaken in your spirit? Are you keep going? Are you keep moving? Are you going to stop? Are you going to throw in a towel? The answer already, no. I hear you saying in the spirit, no. I'm telling you right now, you just keep sowing and you keep making it because God has a place for you. But you got to travel, saints of God. You got to travel. And your traveling vehicle is prayer, worship, seeking the face of God. You hear me? That is your traveling vehicle. You can get in one vehicle through prayer. You can get in another vehicle through the word of God, through reading your word, just seeking him. You can get in another travel vehicle, my God, in your worship. Amen. But you have to get in your travel vehicle if you're going to keep moving. You cannot miss a day. You cannot miss a time without getting in that vehicle. Amen. Because that is what's going to get you to your destination. Why? The Bible says so as well. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all these other things will be added. That is what get you in your destination. That is what's going to get you to your place, my God, where your table is spread. I know some of you like, Lord, how long it's going to be. Baby, I can't tell you how long it's going to be, but all I can tell you, if you keep moving, if you keep going, I'm telling you right now, God's going to get you to, you're going to get to a place where God's going to pour out the blessings of heaven upon you. I love that one in my shanana. Listen, saints of God, me and my wife did some traveling at the beginning of this week. I want y'all to catch this. Catch this. Me and my wife did some traveling at the beginning of this week. We went to a destination, and as we were flying on plane of flying to a destination. I'm still trying to get my nerves together of flying. I think I'm doing pretty good. We were flying to a destination. Whilst we was flying to a destination, the route was so smooth. You did not notice. We did not notice. I did not notice that I was on a plane. My God Almighty. All I know, we was just flying and we're just so smooth. No bumps at all. My God, the landing came down was smooth. It was just great. My God, to get us to that destination. Amen. And once we got to that destination, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. But I said, my God, now we had to turn back around and return back to our destination. This time it was a little bit different. This time, my God, it was a little bumpy. This time, the plane was just rocking side to side, moving here and moving there, up and down a little bit. You know, this time it was a little rugged than it was the first time. But nevertheless, regardless of how rugged it was, it still got us to our destination, saints of God. Then I realized, my God, what happened? We went over some bad weather. We went over some storms. We went over some things. We went over some things, my God, that brought a discomfort in the air. But at the end of the day, I love the pilot, because we did not land in it. We did not stop, or we did not slow down as we was going through it. We kept the pedal to the metal and we soared right through it. Well, I'm here to tell you, saints of God, that some of you probably had a season where things were smooth. You probably had a season where everything was just flowing just right. But now you into a place or into a season, or you don't came into a season where things just was roughing you up. My God, is the Holy Ghost talking to somebody this morning where things just roughing you up? My God, you experience a little terror, a little issue, a little problems here and there, a little things there and a little things there. See, what realize, my God, what's going on underneath you, you really don't know what the issue is going on underneath you. Because why? You are high and lifted up. As you keep moving, you'll get to your place of destination. But you're going to have to keep moving. Saints of God, you got to keep moving. Get into your prayer. Get into your worship. Get into the things, my God. Go keep moving. Keep moving. And as you keep moving, you'll get to that place of your destination. That place that God desired for you to be in. That place, God Almighty, where the table is spread. That place where your finances is turned around. I'm telling you, listen, I'm just to a point in my life. Listen, don't come prophesying. You know, I thank God for the prophets. I thank God for even me with the gift. You prophesied that my finances. But Pastor, I got to say this here. I'm into a place, I thank God for the prophecy, but I want to be into a place where my finances is staying turned around. Just don't give me a nugget and tease me. I want to get to a place where I don't have to worry about is the Holy Ghost. I know that God's going to heal me, but that ain't my problem. I want to stay healed. I want to feel like I don't dip in a fountain of youth. I want to run, my God Almighty, not only in the spirit, but I want to run in the natural. I want to get to that place, my God Almighty, that I'm not worrying about no adversary. I'm not worrying about no issue. My God, I have more than enough. Is it anybody this morning got, my God, ready to get to that place or more than enough? I dare you to give God a shout in your soul this morning. My God Almighty, some of you might experience a little turbulence. You got to go to work this morning, my God. Experience a little turbulence. Maybe you got to pass through it. My God, that might not be the place where you sat down at. Or that might not be the place where you're laying in, but that's just a place where you just have to go through. Y'all hear me? Some of your relationship is rocky. Keep going through. God, you might have this turbulence, right? But that's all right. Because at the end of the day, long as I'm flying in the proper altitude, everything is on me. It's just so much smaller. I just feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, you better go ahead and give God a yes in your spirit, a yes in your soul. And I feel that God is working it out for you, brother, working it out for you, sister. But you're going to have to keep moving. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, my God Almighty, that God will stir your prayer life. He will put a fresh hunger inside of you in the name of Jesus. God, give you that fire to seek Him like never before. I pray right now that a refreshing will come upon you, saints of God, all over the world, that will cause you to seek God like never before. My God, I want to know more of Him, want to experience more of Him, want to increase your relationship with Him, want to tighten, my God, the grip with His grip. My God, Almighty, in the name of Jesus, I just feel a yes in my spirit, a yes in my soul, and it shall be so. And you just need to give God a praise, because even though you probably experience a little turbulence, even though you experience a little rocking side to side, even though the storms, my God Almighty, a raging seems like it's trying to overcome you in the name of Jesus, my God Almighty, even though the thunder, my God, it is making a sound all the way around you. The wind is blowing. The rain is coming down. The clouds don't got still. You cannot see your way out. I just want to tell somebody, saints of God, you need to make in your mind that I'm going to walk by faith, not by sight. No matter what the thunder might bring, no matter what the rain might bring, long as I got the GPS of the Holy Ghost, it's going to navigate. Is anybody got the GPS of the Holy Ghost? You're going to navigate your way through. I give God a yes this morning, my God. Somebody need to give him a yes. Even though we go through different times and different seasons, the only way you're going to get to that place, I feel the Holy Ghost. The only way you're going to get to that place, you got to go through the storm. You got to go through the rain. You got to go through it. Don't let none fool you, saints of God. The only way you could go through it, prayer, seeking the face of God, and fast. What God told you, I promise you, you hold God to His word. Remind Him of His word. And regardless of the sound of the thunder, or the sound of rain, it doesn't matter. Because we want to stand. We want to stand on a promise of God. Because your GPS is solid in the Holy Ghost. This morning, saints of God, some of you need to hit the reset button on your GPS. Some of you need to punch in your GPS. Where are you going in life? Where are you going? Some of you, I pray that a refreshing will come back into your mind. Your dreams, goals, your vision, your business. get re-stirred up. Prophet Pastor, I pray that God has for you, my God, to lead people. I pray that it get re-fired back up in the name of Jesus. Feel the Holy Ghost. Even though we hear the storms in the background, the thunder all around us, I thank God for prayer to lead us. Prayer. Satoriki, Deresi, Hori, Shikanda, Roroshi, and the road might be bumpy on your way to traveling. You might have, as you traveling, you might come up into a construction working zone that might want to slow you down. It might come up to some traffic that it brings an accident to where it causes an adjustment in your flow. But nevertheless, even though you might get frustrated in the traffic because you want to keep moving, stay still and know that He is Lord. And just a little while longer, you're going to be moving. You're going to be moving. And you, us, we probably can't have our pedal to the metal as yet. But that's all right. That's all right. Long as I can keep moving, long as you're pointing in the right direction, I'm going to get to that place. Make up your mind that you're going to get to that place. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost, saints of God. Regardless of the rain, regardless of the storms might come into your life, when you look towards the hill for which thou cometh thy help, once again, in the face of God, the help comes from the Lord. I pray that each and every one of you begin this day. Can God like never before? Some of you say, I'm not seeking Him for 20 or 30 years. I pray that to where God, you never get to the place where you don't find a comfort place. Too much of God is a depth. He's deeper. It doesn't matter how many years you don't been seeking Him. It's still much more to God that we have not known. We do not know or do not understand. So I pray that your increase of seeking God will be increased in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, saints of God, we got to get out of here. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Listen, my God, I feel the young lady in the spirit. Listen, young lady, my God, I hear the Holy Ghost says, you have to stay focused. You must in your darkness time. Times that it feels though you don't know which way to go. You don't know which way to go, left or right. God said, if you stay focused within me, because I chose you from your mother's womb, says God. And God said, if you stay focused within me, you're going to see that it's going to be light at the end of the tunnel. The rough ride is going to be made smooth. The thunder and the rain and the vision area, the visions that you cannot see at the moment will be made whole. It will open. But you're going to have to endure, and you're going to have to go through it. Thanks of God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I'm telling you right now, I just thank God and I give Him the praise and we give Him the glory. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, we're going to be right back on at 7 p.m. We're going to continue our prayer and stand fast in the Holy Ghost. I want you to go. I want you to come. Some of you need to retune up your vehicle. You need to get back into a place of traveling. You ain't been traveling in a long time. You allow somebody, allow something to knock you off when you're traveling. We're going to get back into traveling, get back into our prayer worship, seeking the face of God. Because at the end of the day, once we seek Him, everything that you've been asking for, it will be added unto you. You've been asking for healing, it's going to come. You've been asking for Him for a breakthrough, it's going to come. Deliverance is going to come. Financial breakthrough, it's going to come. Prosperity in your life, salvation, it's going to come. But we're going to have to seek Him. Get in a vehicle for we travel. Listen, saints of God, I thank God, and I thank God for the ADM family. Listen, if you're not able to make it back on tonight, listen, I don't only give you that option. I need to see you back here on tonight at 7 p.m. And also, we're going to be back on tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. with our very own Pastor Smith. Amen. To bring us some more words of encouragement. But I'm going to have my guns cocked ready in the Holy Ghost. We're going to seek the face of the living God. We're going to keep climbing higher and higher and higher. I just feel a shout in my shamnana. Listen, even though the storms and rain might come, even though, my God, the turbulence might be coming up in the air, but don't allow that to get you discouraged or detour you. You got to push the pedal to the metal, and eventually you're going to soar right through it. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you, my God Almighty. And I thank God for you staying focused and keep moving with the Lord. Until this time tonight at 7 p.m., you be blessed in the Holy Ghost.